Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi today. The two leaders will hold discussions on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. These include shipbuilding, trade, investments, AI, semiconductors, critical and emerging technologies, people-to-people connect, and cultural exchanges. They will also exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister will host a lunch in honor of the visiting dignitary. President Lee Jae-myung will also hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu. Governor of Nagaland Nandkishore Yadav has emphasized the need to preserve indigenous knowledge and cultural identity in a rapidly changing world. Addressing the first edition of the Uttar Purv Janjatiya Basant Utsav, Northeast Tribal Spring Festival, held at NZCC Shilpgram in Guwahati yesterday, the governor, who is also the chairman of the Northeast Zone Cultural Center, NZCC, urged the youth to take pride in their roots while embracing progress and innovation. He said the festival symbolizes not only the arrival of spring, but also celebrates unity and diversity. Highlighting the rich cultural heritage of the Northeast, he noted that the region is home to numerous tribes and distinct traditions, languages, music, and art forms, and such events provide a platform to showcase them. The governor added that Basant Utsav symbolizes renewal, hope, and harmony, and reflects the deep connection between nature and culture upheld by tribal communities. He expressed hope that the festival will grow in scale and significance in the years to come and continue to flourish as a symbol of cultural pride, harmony and shared heritage. Deputy Chief Minister of Nagaland, Y. Patton, has underscored that women's reservation and delimitation are crucial issues shaping the future of India's democratic framework. Mr. Patton lauded the BJP-led NDA government for its commitment to implementing 33% reservation for women in legislatures. He said the move reflects the growing participation of women in public life and ensures the rightful place in decision-making bodies. The Deputy Chief Minister also stressed the need for fair delimitation among all states and regions, particularly in the Northeast, to ensure adequate representation in Parliament. He added that Nagaland, with its distinct history and identity, must continue to have proper representation in both the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. Expressing confidence in the Centre's approach, Mr. Patton said that under Prime Minister Modi's leadership, the concerns of all states, including Nagaland, will be addressed in a balanced and inclusive manner. The Naga People's Front, NPF, has reiterated its support for reservation of seats for women in state legislatures and parliament, while expressing serious concerns over recent developments related to delimitation. In a statement, the party said it supports women's reservation provided it is implemented in a fair, just and equitable manner. However, the NPF voiced apprehension over proposed delimitation reforms, including reports of increasing Lok Sabha seats, warning that such changes may favor high population states while leaving Nagaland and most northeastern states with little or no increase in representation. The NPF noted that Nagaland continues to have limited representation in parliament with one seat each in the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha, calling it an imbalance. The party also expressed dissatisfaction over the lack of consultation despite being a senior NDA partner. Further, the NPF criticized the silence of Nagaland's two sitting members of parliament on the issue, stating that it was their responsibility to strongly represent the state's interests. Reaffirming its commitment, the NPF said it will continue to work towards safeguarding the rights, interests and aspirations of the Naga people and push for fair and equitable representation at all levels. And in football, Mohun Bagan Supergiants edged Northeast United FC with a 1-0 victory in a rain-affected contest at the Indira Gandhi Athletic Stadium in Guwahati yesterday in the ongoing Indian Super League 2025-26. With this victory, Mohun Bagan SG moves to the top of the table with 20 points from 9 matches, opening a 2-point lead over Mumbai City FC. Northeast United FC, meanwhile, remains 12th with 7 points from the same number of matches. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.